Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session, and instructions will be given at that time. If you should require assistance during the call, please press the star key followed by zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. I would now like to turn the conference over to Mr. Fernando Campos of Financial Investor Relations Brazil. Please go ahead, sir.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Rumo's conference call to discuss the first quarter 2008 earnings results. I would like to mention that this conference call is being webcast live. The link is on the website www.rumo.com.br in the Investor Relations section. Before proceeding, let me mention that forward-looking statements are being made under the safe harbor of the Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Actual performance could differ materially from that anticipated in any forward-looking comments as a result of macroeconomic conditions, market risk, and other factors. With us today in Santa Bárbara d'Oeste are Livaldo Aguiar dos Santos, Chief Executive Officer, Sérgio Roberto Novo, Chief Financial Officer and Investor Relations Director, and Luiz Cassiano Rosolém, Investor Relations Manager. Initially, Livaldo will comment on the company's first quarter 2008 results. Afterwards, the executives will be available for a question-and-answer session. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Livaldo dos Santos.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you very much for attending the Rumo's first quarter results call. The major view of this quarter, Rumo's result was very positive regarding to sales increase and profitability. We can assure that this result is in line with the scenarios that we foreseen last year. Also, we would like to remind you our strategic plan set 2 years ago when we took the decision to transfer our activities from our site downtown Santa Bárbara d'Oeste to the industrial district, increasing our capacity from 2,800 to 4,800 units until 2011. This is showing that we took the right movement. In 2008, we will manufacture and deliver 3,640 units following the market demand for new units, and also according to our strategic plan to focus the production in heavier machine tools to attend the infrastructure market that is growing all around the world. Later on, I will be talking about the expectation for the second quarter in 2008. For now, I'm transferring this call to Mr. Cassiano, who is going to present our results.
Thank you, Livaldo. Good morning, everyone. I'm going to start in the slide number 3, please. Here we have some highlights from the quarter. I would like to highlight the net income, which grew 37.9% this quarter compared with the last quarter last year. Also, it's important to highlight the increasing revenue in all the business units which we are, and mainly is due to the GDP growth of Brazil. And this was really important for Rumo growth as the level that we grew this year. Another thing which is important is the order entry. The order entry also shows that Rumo has a strong book to deliver in the following quarters, and mainly in machine tools and plastic machines. And the last thing that I would like to highlight is that in this quarter we start to report our numbers in international financial reporting standards, and we think this is very useful for investors which are outside Brazil and will be able to compare our numbers with other peers. Going forward to the next slide, please, in the slide number 4. There is the revenue breakdown between exports and domestic, all in reais. But if we look in dollars, in the left side of this slide, you're going to see that we grew also in the exports when we look in dollar basis. The breakdown of that, it is quite the same as last year, but there is some increases in U.S. and Latin America, and this was really important for Home still growing in U.S. Because it shows that for Home the crisis in U.S. was not impacting so much in our company. Please, going forward to number 5, there is a breakdown from the sectors that we sold in this quarter. It's pretty in line with our prior year, with some highlights in the electricity generation in the foundry, which grew a lot, and also packaging in plastic machines and capital goods in the machine tools business unit. Well, let's go inside some numbers in the slide number 6, please. Here is the margins that we showed to the market yesterday. And I would like just to explain two margins here, the EBITDA margins, which was 18.5%. But there is an effect this quarter that we have not feel that effect last quarter. First of them is the profit sharing for the management, which we usually to record these expenses in December, as it is permitted by the Brazilian law. In this year, we decide to do this provision monthly, and that impacted this quarter. And also the Jack acquisition, which we did in last January, and also these numbers are consolidated in this quarter. If we took out these two effects, the EBITDA margin for this quarter would be 19.7%, quite a little bit higher than first quarter 07. And the second margin that we would like to discuss is the net margin. If you look, we grew 2 points basis this quarter compared with the first quarter 07, and this is mainly due to the interest on equity which we paid this quarter and we have not done last year, and this gives us some benefits in taxes and which improve our net margins. Going forward to the slide number 7, this is pretty in line with our expectation, the growing revenue in all business units. One thing that may look like different is the units sold in machine tools, but that's really due to the mix of products. This quarter, we really sold more heavy machines with more technology and with more added value. This also impacts our operating margin for this business unit positively. Well, let's see the margins by business units in the slide number 8, please. I would like to discuss the margin in the plastic machines. In the plastic machines, we are 3.1 lower than first quarter 07. But the main reason here is the profit sharing, which we split by business unit in the operating margin, and also the acquisition of the Jack, which it is consolidated in this quarter. And if we do not have that, the margin would be 12.3%. The other 1 point that we lose is related to the more aggressive prices that we are doing. That is a strategy of the company to grow in market share, and we were able to grow 2 points in the market share in this business unit specifically. Related to the casting business, we lose 8 points base this quarter. And the three main factors is the increase in the cost of raw materials, which still not yet fully transferred to the sales price, but we are working to close these negotiations with customers this month. The other thing was the appreciation of the domestic currency. We export more or less 30 to 35% of the revenue of this business unit. And also we are negotiating to increase the prices in dollars or in the international currency in order to minimize this effect. But the main impact on this was the mix of the product this quarter. We deliver really more rough parts than machined parts, and that's due to new customers in heavy cast iron parts, which we deliver these heavy casting iron parts rough. We do not have yet capacity to machine these kind of parts, but the Vulcano project will allow us, beginning of next year, start to machine these heavy iron casting parts. Let's go to the next slide, please. Slide number 9. Here is the status of the two projects that are ongoing at HOMI. The first one, the Paradiso project, we are doing the infrastructure in all the district area. Also, we start already the expansion of the heavy machine tools business, and some other new business start to be building this quarter. In the Vulcano project, we already ordered all the critical equipment. Furnaces, heavy equipment are all ordered to be delivered in the next semester. Going to the slide number 10, here we're going to talk a little about the acquisition that we did this quarter in January. Most of you already know about that acquisition, and we start to join some synergies, which it is really very important for us to make the blow machines a success in at HOMI. We already offer the Finami Fabricante to Jack customers. We already include these customers in our customer base, and we start to do the merger of the industrial operation this quarter, second quarter, not in the first quarter. But in the first quarter, we already have a very good improvement in the EBITDA margin, which was in 07, 7.8% negative, and now we are almost in the break-even of the EBITDA. The other thing which is important with this small things that we did last quarter, we already increased the order entry. We received 14 new machines, new orders to deliver machines in the future. And for we be able to deliver that, we are gradually increasing the production. And we are very, very happy with the results of Jack in these two first months of operations in our hands. In the next slide, slide number 11, we just would like to show you that we still working hard to keep liquidity for our shares. This quarter, we trade an average 3.3 million reais daily, and we are looking close to that to make our shares very liquid for the investors. Now I'm going to give back the words to Mr. Livaldo, which you he's going to talk a little bit more about our results and expectations. Thank you.
Thank you, Cristiano. Let's talk a little bit about our thoughts about the second quarter and also about the 2008. Based on the facts of this first quarter results, that ROM has increased its backlog from new units higher than 30%, so far, there are no reason for forecast different view. Then, we are really confident that we are going to increase our sales from 14 to 18% this year based on a Brazilian GDP growth of 4.5%. And we also believe to the fact of the devaluation of the dollar against the real, but our strategy to increase volume, this led us to confirm the EBITDA margin that we already forecast last year between 21 to 23%. Then we are very positive about the scenarios. We are attending the infrastructure market strongly. And as you saw in our presentation about the export, even the USA, where we have a very strong crisis, this is not really affecting us so far. Then we still very positive about this year. Let's go to the question and answer section.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touchtone phone. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, press the star two. We would like to mention that today's conference call is being held exclusively for financial analysts and investors. Excuse me, our first question comes from Mr. Daniel Guevara with Santander Bank.
Good morning. Actually, I have two questions. First one is regarding M&A. I would like to know if you have been saying to the market that you are looking for targets in the international market. Is this a lack of quality targets in domestic market, or this is a strategic view on the company to get more revenues from international operations? So that's my first question. The second one is regarding the casting market. We saw your gross margins decreasing something on the first quarter in terms of castings. I would like to know how is the dynamics of the market. Is there still demand from the automotive industry, and how is your ability to pass through the prices and the costs?
Okay, here's Livaldo. I'm going to answer your first question regarding to M&A. As I already present you last quarter during our call, that we have now a team that 100% of the time is looking for opportunities in M&A, and we are looking for to have a portfolio in which we are going to have projects in different stages. We have projects that we are starting to look at now, and we are a project in which we are very, let's say, I will not say close to close anything because it's not dependent on us only. But we have projects that we are very, very advanced in negotiations. The reason why we're looking for international market, it's not only because the domestic market is still very hot in the sense that our assets still being very well valuated, but also to our strategy to have a complement portfolio for products, and also to increase our capacity to attend international markets. Then, we are looking for opportunities all around the world, and the major issue is to deliver to our shareholder quality in this acquisition. That's what we are looking for, basically.
Okay, regarding the casting question, Daniel, the dynamic to negotiate with the customers is of course is not easy to look for a raise in the price of the product. However, they know that the commodities are increasing prices, and some increases are must be made. The big issue is the negotiation sometimes takes some time, and we do not have the the race right now as we would like, but looking forward, we think that's going to be normalized. The biggest thing that impacts the margin this quarter is really more the mix of the product. The rough part, the revenue rough part, give you us more volume, give you us more revenue, as you were able to see, but the margin is a little bit lower. But that we have the plan for the Vulcano project, for we be able to machine these big parts as well.
I would like to add two more comments. The first one is that we had our electric power increased from last quarter to this first quarter. But from now we have a long-term contract in which this value is going to be constant until 12. This is a long-term contract that is going to allow us to really control costs. The second point I would emphasize, 3 weeks ago I was in Asia and I've been talking to different suppliers. And this is a common sense, and I heard from several different suppliers that casting in Asia increased something around 45%. Then this is something that is impacting everybody. Then to transfer price is going to be a question of timing. The market is still hot, and we already have the experience that some of this our final customer is really accept the cost increase and transferring the price to the price.
Okay, thank you for the answers.
Excuse me. Our next question comes from Mr. Dan Kwiatkowski from Schroders.
Good afternoon. I've got a couple of questions as well. The first question is, do you expect the same seasonality in 2008 that you had in 2007, i.e. A weaker first quarter and then a steady ramp up as you go through the year in terms of unit production and in terms of sales? That's the first question.
Based on the experience that we have for a long time in this market, we are expecting the same seasonality. This means that we're going to increase our backlog by the second quarter, but the delivery is quite flat.
Right, but we'll see the continual progression of fixed cost dilution, you know, as we go through the quarters, because your units sold are increasing as we're going through the quarters, right?
Exactly. Okay. You are exactly right.
Great. I also wanted to ask about the product mix as we go forward. I was quite surprised in the machine tools to see that, you know, the product mix became much more positive in the quarter. Across the business lines, do you think that the product mix is going to stay is there going to be a similar product mix throughout the year, or will that product mix change as we go through the year?
Then I think it's hard to preview the product mix over the year. It's just one quarter don't give us a very good trend. And we know that in the first quarter of 07, we sold a package of conventional LED, which make the higher units in the first quarter of 07. We believe that this year we're going to have a change in the mix because we are delivering more heavy machine tools since we started the production of heavy machine tools last year. However, it's hard to affirm to you that this is a trend that's going to happen in the following quarters. For the other business units, also probably the plastic machines, we may deliver more heavy units as well. In the casting, the heavy parts also probably will be more higher this year as well.
Okay, great. And one last question, if I may, actually. On the working capital, I noticed two standouts. One was that your inventory days have gone up There was higher inventory this quarter than certainly in the fourth quarter and in the first quarter. And also, there's a big payroll-related outflow in this quarter. Can you just mention what happened both in inventories and in payroll?
Yes. In the inventory side, we are working to reduce inventory. However, with the higher volume of production, we expect, yes, a growth in the inventory. Related to the payroll, we start the year 07 with more or less 2,400 employees, and we close the year of 07 with 2,900 employees, and this is more comparable probably with the fourth quarter 08. It's still a little higher than fourth quarter 08 or flat, but that's why that's because we are being always more conservative doing the provisions for profit sharing, all these things. But we expect that we're going to dilute this growth over the year with higher production.
Great. Thank you very much, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Excuse me. Our next question comes from Mr. Nick Sabrell with Morgan Stanley.
Hi, this is actually Tatiana Feldman in for Nick. I just wondered if you guys could, one, talk about your CapEx plans for 2008, and two, you obviously had really great pricing on the machine tool side of the business this quarter. Wondering if you expect that to hold up at these levels for the rest of the year. Thank you.
Hold on, please. Just one second. Related to the CapEx, the guidance that we gave last year is still valid with 120 million reais for 08. And related to the margins for the machine tools business, is really hard to predict the trend for the year. We, of course, hope that the margin be increasing over the last quarters. However, the mix could change quarter by quarter. Also, there is the impact of the imports, and if the dollar devaluates, we probably need to be more aggressive in discount. We really, it's hard to give you a guidance for the margin of machine tools. We were going to work to improve that, but give you a guidance is very hard when we look just one quarter. One quarter does not give you the trend that we need to project that.
Okay, great. Just a quick follow-up on that. In terms of the dollar appreciation into April, we've obviously seen it get even the real get even stronger. Have you started to see any impact in terms of you having to price more aggressively relative to imports?
Yes, I guess the real appreciation comes since 2003, and we see impact since that time. And we work hard to mention our customers. Overall, we think the margins, we're going to work, and Livaldo is going to tell that later on, we're going to work to deliver what we think it is achievable, a EBITDA margin between 21% to 23% this year. The dollar...
Right, apologies. I just meant, have you seen anything, a significant change between the close of the first quarter and, you know, this first month of the second quarter?
No, the orders are still strong, and this is what we are saying. We are looking right now at strong orders entry and not big changes on that.
Okay, thank you.
No problem.
Excuse me. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you would like to pose a question, please press star 1. Again, to pose a question, please press star 1. Excuse me. Since there are no further questions, this concludes today's question and answer session. Mr. Livaldo dos Santos, at this time, you may proceed with your closing statement, sir.
Thank you very much to attend our first quarter result calls, and I hope to have you in our next quarter call. Thank you. Bye.
That just concludes our Romy's first quarter 2008 earnings release conference call for today. Thank you very much for your participation and have a good day.